We need Deshaun Watson, who's a young guy, obviously, to make the right decision when choosing a woman. And I'll explain why. Here's Colin Cowherd on what he's hearing about Russell Wilson and the New York Giants.
Russell Wilson's wife is Sierra. She is a singer and an entertainer. She would prefer to live in New York. And the Giants need a quarterback. And there's nobody in the draft they love. So just remember this. A lot of things add up. Last year of Russell's contract, his wife would prefer New York. Seattle is not an entertainment mecca. Okay? New York needs, the Giants need a star quarterback to replace Eli. You're going to get a lot of pushback on Eli. Remember when Tebow was in Denver? Who did Elway get? Peyton Manning. Nobody complained about Peyton replacing Tebow. Tebow disappeared into the ether. Also, Russell Wilson, good-looking guy, classy guy, incredibly marketable, and kind of buried in the Pacific Northwest. And the Giants also have an offensive head coach.
So Russell Wilson, apparently Sierra, wants to live in New York.
This is what he's hearing from entertainment folks.
This is what he is hearing. This is why whenever Deshaun chooses to settle down, we need to make sure that the lady he settles down with really loves the city of Houston.
She loves, like, Houston barbecue or something.
Something, yes.
Yeah. He's probably basing this off of, remember the whole Lala Anthony saga, Carmelo Anthony's wife?
Yeah.
Carmelo will never leave New York City because he wants his wife to be happy as he
Then Lala finds out various things about
right.
her beloved.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ultimately, he did stay in New York for a while, but he ends up going to the Rockets.
For the life of me, I can't remember whose skin smells like Honey Nut Cheerios.
That is Lala
that's
Anthony.
Her, yeah.
According to Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett.
Okay. All right.
Was it? I saw it smell. I don't know if smell was the right word, but I'll just leave it at that.
It was
a different sense.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to leave it there.
I think Kevin Garnett is low-key a cannibal.
I'm going to low-key
that. She feels like Honey Nut Cheerios. That'd be gross.
You know, that would be weird.
Also, not going to lie. I mean, that would make things a lot better.
713.
But this is, okay. This is where Colin Cowherd claiming that he's talked to an entertainment agent or somebody in the entertainment industry that says Sierra would like to be in New York.
Yes.
I don't know if that's, I would imagine that might be something that might be true, but it's a big leap to say, and because of that, she wants her husband to leave the place where he's had his great success and that has embraced him and loved him even when his teammates didn't. I don't know if that would necessarily, I don't know if those are two of the same things, but it's worth noting that it was sources within the entertainment industry that really first tipped people off about LeBron going to L.A.
And that's what he mentioned. Yes, right. You're 100% right.
And I think sometimes because so many of these leaks, as Paul kind of was alluding to earlier, so many of these leaks in sports come when the organizations want the info to be leaked or when an agent wants it to be leaked.
Yes.
So sometimes you don't actually get the leaks until somebody outside the sports world does. And in LeBron James' case, it was the entertainment world who's like, they don't give a damn about protecting anybody's interests or relationships. They just leaked it. So now this would be interesting is Russell Wilson, who I'm not so sure is capable of actual love for an organization or his teammates. He might just simply say, I'm out of here. My wife wants to go to New York. Have you seen the schmaltzy YouTube videos I put out and Twitter videos I put out? Of course I love her and I'm going to do whatever she tells me to do.
She hasn't done really anything. I'm looking at her Wikipedia. I don't know a damn thing about Ciara. I really don't know. I don't care. All I know is that she used to date
Future, right?
With Future, yeah, right.
Future kind of.
She has a kid with
him. Future wasn't so happy about Russell being a good stepdad.
So she had an issue with that. Her sixth album.
She's real messed up being a good stepdad like that.
This is from back in 2015. It was the worst of her albums starting off. And apparently on July 17th of 2018, she released a song, a single, and a music video called Level Up. And then after that, it's blank. So we're talking about almost over a half year now in terms of her actually having done anything. So, yeah, I don't know that Ciara is necessarily the television show draw or anything draw. Why does her going to New York City really matter? What does she have in New York City for her?
So basically,
it's the center of like it's
she
one
just
of the
wants
centers
to live
of
there.
It's one of the centers in the entertainment industry. Maybe she's been buried. Maybe because she's buried in Seattle and she has to spend most of her time there. It is still in this world. As much as everything is about the internet and everything, geographical proximity still matters a lot. Especially in the entertainment business. That's why people still live in LA even when they're super, cause it's bumping into people, it's talking to people, it's having lunch. They're like, oh yeah, by the way, I've got this project. I hadn't thought of it, but maybe we'll do this. Collaborating with other people. I don't know how many artists like want to travel up the Pacific Northwest, where in New York she can still be, she can still have her life. Ciara can have her life as a mother and an entertainer without having to fly, you know, take a transcontinental flight to do it.
Colin Cowherd of Fox Sports 1 says that he is hearing Ciara, who is dating, married to Russell Wilson, wants to live in New York and not Seattle. This is not happening. If I'm the Seahawks, I don't care what Russell Wilson wants. And Russell Wilson, by the way, if you're curious.
And especially what his wife wants.
Yeah, what are you, crazy? Russell Wilson, for the record, has 1 year left in his contract, 2019. That's it. I don't care what anybody wants. If I have a franchise quarterback, I don't care what he wants. He's not Antonio Brown. Well, I'm listen, keeping a franchise quarterback.
And if you have a franchise tag, he has no control over what happens.
Let me say this. Russell Wilson has a baseball agent, and his... That's why they've just kind of pushed off any long-term contract proposals and whatnot. Because, like, it is in baseball, it's all about making it to free agency, or at least it used to be. And getting that huge, huge payday. So I think that Russell Wilson, it probably benefits him to have this story out there because he's gonna play under the franchise tag if he needs to, and he'll be fine with it. I think he trusts his own durability and whatnot, but he'd love to have the big payday if it comes along. I think that this is a conveniently placed story, and whoever leaked it to Colin Cowherd, I think probably, like, the more of these rumors, the better for Russell Wilson. It's kind of related to, in some ways, how would you relate this back to Jadeveon Clowney? I guess that Jadeveon hasn't done anything. Jadeveon hasn't waged one bit of a public campaign for why the Texans should or should not pay him.
No.
Have we heard a peep out of him about being disgruntled or anything?
not disgruntled. I mean, they've played the audio on In the Loop about why Clowney wants a long-term contract, basically comparing himself, like, yeah, Donald and Mac are his contemporaries, his colleagues, picked in the same exact year, and he wants to get the kind of contract because your family wants long-term security. All the usual stuff, but he has not, to your question, no, he has not waged any sort of war publicly.
Let me ask this question, or I'll answer a question from the text line. Listening this morning, here's the hang-up everyone's missing. JD is not a practice player. All he wants to do is show up and play in games. What the big concern is on a player like this is that once he gets paid that big contract, he puts it on cruise control, and that won't work with OB. We all agree he's good, but not Khalil Mack or Von Miller. This is my issue with that line of reasoning. He's already been paid.
Yes.
This is not his first big payday. You worry about that when it's who was the defensive lineman with the Titans that was just...
Albert Haynesworth.
Albert Haynesworth. He's not Albert Haynesworth. Albert Haynesworth showed up in his contract year and... You know, he had actually already been paid too, but he showed up in his contract year and played big. Clowney's been like a steadily improving player over the course of the last 3 years. He's been he's performed very well and he's gotten gradually better. It's not like he's having this big jump and he's already been paid $32 million. The funny thing I find about this is that 15 years ago, somebody would have said, like, because in free agency at that time, a marquee defensive player, somebody would have said, well, you can't pay him a $32 million free agency contract because then he won't be motivated. So I don't know what's changed over the last 15 years. He's already been paid $32 million.
Yes.
So if somehow the money's going to ruin him, I don't know what $80 million does to you that $32 million didn't already. Usually it's generally pretty like, once you've got that set for life money, if you're going to be ruined, you're ruined at that point. The extra $80 million on top of it isn't going to ruin Jadeveon Clowney.
Let's think about this really simply here. If you're genuinely worried about Clowney not trying hard if you give him a lot of money, then the whole thing is not a conversation. If that's a genuine concern that you have, Clowney made $13 million. Yeah, then it's over. Clowney made $13 million this past year. So he made nearly $1 million per game. And he was a Pro Bowler. And he was one of the four best players on your team. If you're genuinely worried about this, then the whole topic is not a conversation. Then you would say, okay, franchise him for a year, move on.
Right.
Because I'm so worried about someone's motivation.
Well, but this is where I disagree. This is where the Seth Payne plan for Clowney greatness comes in. A 3-year guaranteed contract, it's a big payday, but man, there's still the promise of, if you give him a 3-year guaranteed contract, it's a huge payday, but he is also still looking at that carrot on a stick of, I can be a free agent 3 years from now. Maybe you have an anti-franchise tag clause in there somehow. And I don't think you're allowed to actually do that. But anyway, after 3 years, he gets to be a free agent again. That carrot's still dangling out there on a stick. Then you're talking about like, hey, net jets versus actually owning a Gulfstream.
Owning an island.
Yeah. You've got a Gulfstream on a stick out there dangling in front of you.
John Lopez.
I wouldn't want to own an island, by the way. The upkeep, having to ferry to and fro. No, thank you.